In the residential care sector, the quality standards, as set out in the Children's Homes, England, Regulations 2015, represent the regulatory framework against which Ofsted inspects and judges provision. However, for high-performing providers, these standards should not be viewed merely as a checklist for compliance, but as a blueprint for operational excellence and aspirational care. For registered managers, responsible individuals, and local authority commissioners, these standards are more than a regulatory checklist. They are the blueprint for delivering high-quality, aspirational care. At Looked After Child Limited, we believe that understanding and embodying these standards is critical to transforming the lives of young people. Table of Contents. 1. Why are the 9 quality standards important? 21. The quality and purpose of care standard 32. The children's views, wishes and feelings standard 43. The education standard 54. The enjoyment and achievement standard 65. The health and well-being standard 76. The positive relationships standard 87. The protection of children standard 98. The leadership and management standard 109. The care planning standard 11 conclusion. The path to outstanding. Why are the 9 quality standards important? The quality standards were introduced to shift the focus from strict process compliance to child-focused outcomes. They are important for 3 critical reasons. They define the benchmark for outstanding. Ofsted inspections are centered on how well a home meets these standards. They provide the criteria against which the quality of care is measured, ensuring that providers are held accountable for the progress and experiences of the children they support. They ensure consistency and safety. By setting a statutory minimum expectation, the standards ensure that every child, regardless of where they are placed, receives a consistent level of safety, support, and opportunity. They are the safeguard against poor practice. They drive holistic development. Unlike previous regulations that heavily focused on health and safety, the current standards force a holistic view. They recognize that a child's development is multifaceted, requiring attention to education, emotional resilience, and leadership, not just physical shelter. 1. The quality and purpose of care standard. This standard requires that the home's statement of purpose is not just a document, but a lived reality. It mandates that care is personalized and that the home is capable of meeting the complex needs of each individual child. Operational focus. Ensuring admission protocols align strictly with the home's expertise and resources to prevent placement breakdown. 2. The children's views, wishes and feelings standard. Providers must demonstrate active advocacy. This standard moves beyond simple consultation. It requires a culture where young people participate in decision-making processes regarding their care and the running of the home. Operational focus. Implementing robust feedback loops and advocacy services to ensure the child's voice influences care planning. 3. The education standard. The attainment gap for looked after children remains a critical sector challenge. This standard places an onus on staff to champion the child's educational needs, ensuring they have the resources, environment, and encouragement to succeed academically. Operational focus. Establishing strong links with virtual school heads and SENCOs to track and support progress. 4. The enjoyment and achievement standard. This standard focuses on cultural capital, ensuring children have access to a wide range of creative, intellectual, and physical activities. It is essential for building self-esteem and soft skills. Operational focus. Structuring activity plans that are purposeful and tailored to the individual's interests and developmental goals. 5. The health and well-being standard. Providers must ensure a holistic approach to health, encompassing physical, emotional, and psychological well-being. This includes managing medication safely and supporting children to develop resilience. Operational focus. Rigorous health assessment monitoring and staff training on trauma-informed approaches to mental health. 6. The positive relationships standard. Relationships are the primary intervention in residential care. This standard evaluates how staff build secure, stable attachments with children, and how they support contact with families where appropriate. Operational focus. Promoting a culture of warmth and consistency, reducing staff turnover to maintain relational continuity. 7. The protection of children standard. Safeguarding is paramount. This standard governs the prevention of harm, including CSE, CCE, and radicalization. It requires a proactive approach to risk management rather than a reactive one. Operational focus. regular, high-quality safeguarding training and a clear, whistleblowing, culture that prioritizes the child's safety above all else. Point 8. The leadership and management standard. High-quality care is impossible without strong governance. This standard scrutinizes the effectiveness of leaders in monitoring the home's performance and supporting workforce development. Operational focus, rigorous regulation, 44 visits, detailed workforce development plans, and effective supervision structures. Point 9. The care planning standard. Care must be proactive and goal-oriented. This standard ensures that cross-agency collaboration is effective and that there is a clear pathway toward independence or reunification. Operational focus. Ensuring internal placement plans are synchronized with local authority care plans and reviewing them dynamically. Conclusion. The path to outstanding. Meeting the 9 quality standards is a statutory minimum. Excelling in them is a professional choice. At Looked After Child Limited, we support providers in bridging the gap between policy and practice. By leveraging lived experience alongside professional expertise, we help organizations enhance their service delivery, ensuring that every decision made is in the best interest of the child. Partner with us to elevate your standard of care. For consultancy, training inquiries, or to discuss how we can support your team's development, please contact us directly. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.